Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Half the Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And this is Fan Questions Part 2. We are back for Part 2 of our episode. We are answering all the questions. We love hearing from you guys. It's always some of our favorite podcasts to do, and honestly, the easiest because
we just talk about ourselves the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love to do that?
You guys, it's like the audience is interviewing us, you know?
I know. They're doing our job for a minute.
Yeah.
Which is great. But before we do, we are now going to break down some Bachelor Nation news, which is what I used to do back in the day.
I know. You know what? When you did clickbait, I would listen to pretty much every single episode. And I always liked it.
I knew you were a fan.
I was a fan. Mm-hmm. I was a fan of you. Well, I started listening after we got together, if I'm being totally honest.
That's fair.
But I always thought Bachelor Nation news with you, Natasha, and Tia was like the best part. I thought it was so fun.
Yeah, well, I haven't done it in forever. I used to kind of sit back in the wings and let Natasha talk about it. So
I know, but no Natasha here today, and I'm not going to be doing that. So no? Step up, Joey. Step up.
Okay, first one, Gabby and girlfriend Robbie talk about moving in together and discuss a queer bachelorette.
I mean, they've been together for almost a year now, I think. I'm trying to think when they announced their relationship. I think it was last spring.
Yeah.
Because I remember Rachel Recchia being like, they had just started seeing each other before she went to film Paradise. And she made a joke, like, I wouldn't have been surprised if, like, I came back and they were, like, married. Like, they were obsessed with each other right away.
Yeah. When we went to LA and went paintballing with Gabby, I feel like she was already low-key in that relationship.
That was what, in end of May of last year?
Yeah.
Yes. We didn't know about it at the time, but she was already seeing Robbie. And then she announced it, I don't know, like June, I think?
I don't know.
But around this time.
Moving in together, though, I would say moving in together is the biggest step in a relationship besides having a child.
I would agree.
It's just as big as getting married. Like, moving in together is
getting married is
a massive change in both people's lives.
Getting married is a big commitment, but, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't change, at least for us, it did not change the structure of our relationship or our day-to-day. I mean, it definitely changed the fact that we're committed to each other for life, but, like, I mean, at the end of the day, we could get divorced.
Yeah, there's an option.
There's an option. And also, if you live with someone, it's for like 2 to 3 years, you're technically considered common law married.
Yeah.
So like there's still like a an attachment there.
What you said, it is, it changes
kind of how you operate on a day to day.
Yes.
Because now there's somebody in your space.
Yeah, 100%. You're sharing your home with another person.
Yeah.
It does. And you're seeing this person way more. You're having to like compromise and like navigate how you live together, which if you don't live together, if you don't live in similar ways, it can create problems.
I love how he just explained what it is to move in with someone.
For those of you that don't know, this is what it means when two people move in together.
Someone's going to be in your space while intellects. Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, it is. I think it's just a massive
step. It's a big step. It's like our relationship probably changed more when we moved in together than when we got married. Yeah. And then I think having kids is probably the biggest change. But happy for them. That's amazing. Love that they're moving together. I feel like from social media, it looks like they're together like 24/7 anyway. I kind of already thought they lived together, but I'm glad that they're doing well and they're taking this step. Every time I see them on our screens or on social, they just seem very happy and in love, which is wonderful.
And then they discuss a queer bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. When I was probably too young to be watching this, I was at a friend's house. I wasn't even watching like The Bachelor yet at this time. But I remember they did like Tila Tequila's Search for Love.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do.
And they had like girls and guys. Yeah. That's the closest thing in the US I've ever seen to like a queer dating show.
Yeah.
Or someone as the lead of a dating show from the LGBTQ+ community. One of my best friends who is gay, he was like, a gay bachelor would never work because you would have one male lead and then just a house full of men that are all attracted to one another.
I still don't know why they haven't, well, like, why haven't we done that? Like, that would be...
I feel like it'd have to be, like, paradise. You know what I mean? Like, paradise.
I want that because, honestly, that adds so much drama. I mean, wait. Could you imagine at the end when the lead is ready to propose to a person and then that person's like, hey, listen, also, like, you're not the only one that hooked up with Jeffrey. I was like, what? And then he can't, like, could he even get mad? Because, like, if the lead gets mad, it's like, well, like, but you did it too.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be wild.
I think they would have to create a unique structure or, like, an adjustment in the rule book if they were to do a queer lead. But I think it would be fun. I think it's something they should explore. I mean, they have had certain like aspects of representation through the show, but like they've had people on the show, like contestants that are openly bisexual. Yeah. They've had people come out and say, you know, that they're gay, but they've never had someone on the show like as the lead at that time.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Blake Horseman in Giannina from Love is Blind just had a baby.
I know. I think the baby looks so much like her. Like the eyes, like she has these really beautiful, big, like almond shaped eyes. And I feel like the baby like looks so much like her.
I never think babies look like anyone until they start hitting like the two, 3 year old age.
You're not wrong.
Because like,
but you can kind of pinpoint like certain features.
I don't know. I always feel like it's a stretch.
Maybe.
I always feel like it's a stretch. When I see like 1 month olds, I'm like, they don't look like anyone except like the other 1 month old.
Even like your cousin's baby.
Yeah.
When he was born, you were like, oh my God, he looks so much like the mom, your cousin.
Yeah.
And now that he's like 2, everyone's like, no, he looks like the dad.
Yeah. I don't know. I think babies all look just like babies. I don't think they look like their parents.
Okay. And you think they like grow into it once their features develop a little more?
I think everyone that says that, I think they're just wrong.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's just
you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, I just think it's a stretch.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But I think it's just fun to speculate also.
Also, like, I don't judge. Like, everyone's... not everyone sees must see the same thing, because there's people that have said like, I look like someone, and I'll be like, or like I'll like a friend looks like an actor or something.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, that's not even like close. Like, like, no, like I don't look like this person or this. No, like you're not even close. Like, how is this what you see?
I mean, yeah, I think appearance is somewhat subjective.
You know, it's kind of like the cilantro effect. Like some people have cilantro and they love it. I don't know if anyone really loves cilantro.
I like cilantro.
But do you love it?
Love's a strong word. I don't know if there's any herb that I love.
But some people eat cilantro and it tastes like soap.
Yeah, but that's a genetic thing.
Yeah, and that's why I think maybe maybe with some people's like vision, it's like you may, I don't know, maybe some features stand out more to you.
This has to be a crazy comparison.
No way the entire, well, let's just call it the United States. Okay. No way the entire United States looks at Serena Pitt and sees the same face I see.
Why not?
I'm just telling you that's how I'm transforming. I don't think people see everyone for what everyone sees them as.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Because I'm just telling you, because there are people that have compared you to a certain person.
Yeah.
And I'll look at the person they're comparing you to and be like, that's not what I see.
Yeah.
That's not what she looks like.
Yeah.
And so the only way that I can make this make sense to me is the cilantro effect.
But I also think like when you perceive, not just you, like when people perceive someone's looks, there's so many factors that go into it. Like you knowing, I think personality plays a big factor in how attractive or unattractive people view other people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think like, and I think, but yeah, if we're just talking straight up features, like physical features, I don't know. I think you're not wrong. Like, I think that like, you might look at me and be like, oh, because she has like dark hair and this color skin, she looks like this person. But then if you break down like features, maybe I don't. I don't know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I just want to bring it back that this topic is about Blake and Giannina.
Right. And their child and their newborn baby.
We're very happy for them.
So happy for them. The baby's name is Heath.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't even see that.
Heath. I forget the middle name. Heath something Horseman.
Do you feel like it is now something that you have to do if you are someone that has a social media following? Take professional photos when you have a kid?
Quick pause. The baby's name is Heath Orion or Orion.
Okay.
Horseman. The middle name is spelled O-R-I-O-N.
What happened to Joe or Jeff?
What do you mean? You don't like the name Heath?
Can't we just name it? Yeah, let's go back to the easy ones.
Literally half your family.
Joe, Jim, or Jeff. Or what's up,
John?
Mike?
You're just naming one syllable white boy names. We won't be naming our kid any of those suggested.
No, we're going to name our kid Joey.
No, we're not.
Yeah, Joey Jr.
The thing is, I'm like quaking right now because I know your dad's listening to this podcast being like, what's wrong with the name Joe?
No, we're going to name our daughter Matilda. I already said that.
Joe's been saying that literally since we met.
What was I just talking about, though?
The name Heath and how people should just name.
No. I was talking about something before Heath.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I did cut you off.
You did.
I'm sorry. I don't remember what you were saying. But I don't have a middle name, so I'm indifferent on giving our kid a middle name.
Yeah. I don't think the kid needs a middle name. The only reason I feel like I even have a middle name is because my father and I have the same name.
Yes.
And his father. And that's the only thing. That's the only way you're a junior is if you have the same whole name.
Oh, so you're technically not a junior.
I'm not a junior.
You're just another Joe.
I'm Joseph.
You're Joseph.
I'm Joseph Anthony. My dad's Joseph Salvatore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then all the other Joes in your family have different middle names too.
Oh, what I was saying, going back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
And yes, the answer to that is yes. Do you feel like when we have a kid, do you want professional photos?
Oh, sorry. That is what you're talking about. I think I do think it's nice. I actually did see her post the professional photos, like, of the moments right after she'd given birth and, like, in their home with the baby. And I had two thoughts. One, I was like, how does she look so good? She just gave birth. I can't imagine, like, being sweaty and exhausted and having, like, a camera stuck in my face. I think that would be the last thing I would want. But at the same time, like, the photos are so beautiful and they capture, like, a moment that you're
maybe
only
the biggest moment of your
life.
Yeah,
like, one of the biggest moments of your life to have these, like, beautiful photos to, like, look back on. Like, I actually was like, wow, like, that's actually a really good idea. Like, that's so special to have those.
I agree.
You know, like, it's like, I feel like you call the photographer in, like, all right, you got 30 seconds to get in here.
I feel like it's one of those things that you don't really want to do. In the moment, you're kind of like, why do we do this? But then once you get the product, you're like, I'm so happy.
Yes, 100%. And I would imagine, like, I did click on the Instagram of the girl who took her photos. And I think she's like, not a midwife, but like all of her photos is like birth photos.
Yeah.
So it's like she would, I would assume, have like the etiquette and know kind of how to go about it in a way that didn't feel overly invasive
for sure.
The parents.
For sure.
So yeah, it was something I've literally never thought about in my life, but I was like, oh, maybe I would want to do that. I mean, like the photos like have so much emotion in them.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Okay, Joey and Kelsey, moving on.
Moving on.
Joey and Kelsey reveal how couples counseling has made the relationship stronger. Also, I apologize. I'm a little nasally. I apologize. Joey and Kelsey. Okay. I think that's great. I think doing that, I think it probably should almost be, I don't want to say mandatory, but definitely should always be an option, especially after an experience like this, because they both have to watch the whole season back.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey's got to sit there and watch the person that she's now engaged to have strong feelings for other women. So she's got to work past all that. I mean, it's easy to just say, like, don't watch. But, like, of course, you're still going to watch. And even if you don't watch, you know what happened. Or you're going to hear from family, friends, or hear from social media, which is even worse. So I think it's really great. I think it's something that the leads should always do.
Yeah, I agree. I think we did not do couples counseling after Paradise. But
well, that's because I'm essentially a counselor myself.
Sure. Okay. You can tell yourself that.
I mean, it's true. You were things that you were worried about. I sat down and I let you talk, and I whipped out my notepad.
Oh,
it was great.
That's not what happened at all. Just spreading so many lies. But I will say, like, coming off of Paradise, we had like a lot of time together to establish a foundation and like figure out our communication styles and all of that.
Yeah.
And I would say we really needed that and leaned into it for the first few months, probably up until like after the finale, of just working through like the struggles that come with coming off the show and navigating it being a secret and then watching it back. Like, watching back the show both times is like a really unusual experience, because it really does put you back in a moment that you lived months ago, and like all these emotions come back, and then you've got to watch like interviews and all of this stuff. So it really is crazy. But it coming off The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like whoever they end up with, they have not spent that much time with, like a minuscule amount compared to what you get on Bachelor in Paradise. So you're really still trying to figure each other out while watching the person you're engaged to on TV publicly dating a bunch of other people. And like in Kelsey's case, like a lot of people were like, I hope Joey ends up with Maria, or I hope he ends up with Daisy. Like, I'm sure that element is very difficult too. Whereas like, thankfully for us on Paradise, like we were together the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't have to like watch you date a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
So like, I really think it's like the best thing you can do for your relationship coming off of Bachelor or Bachelorette is do regular couples therapy, because it's such an unusual experience.
For show.
For show.
For show. I agree. With that being said, let's move on to fan questions. Because we're running a little long here, because I did a little rant, which I enjoyed. Okay, fan question number one. You guys seem to take the best trips. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys seem to take the best trips. What is the next vacation you have planned?
We actually don't have another vacation planned yet.
No, nothing.
We typically only take one vacation, maybe two vacations a year.
One.
Well, one big one. We actually went to Miami for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So that's
a trip.
That's a vacation.
Yeah.
Anything. What do you define as a vacation?
I find a vacation. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Love this question. I define a vacation. Well, because we travel, so you know, growing up, I never really went on vacation or took trips. But now, been very lucky to be able to do that. So I define like a trip to be like a 3-4 day thing, somewhat to a place that I've been multiple times. So like going to Miami, going to Vegas, that's just a quick trip. A vacation I consider to be 7 to 10 days. Out of the country.
What? A vacation's only an international trip to you?
Yeah.
Wow, I have a different definition.
Yeah.
So I would consider a trip, like it could be work-related, or typically it's like work-related, like we're going to LA to do something. Or
yeah,
we're
that's
going,
a trip.
Or if we're going home to Chicago or Toronto, not that we consider those like work by any means, but usually those are like, we're going home to see our family.
Yeah.
We're going home to like see our friends. We're going home for like a bridal
shower.
That's
not a vacation.
a vacation to me is any time that we go away that is strictly something that we have planned, paid for, organized for ourselves, just for pure enjoyment and adventure. Like going to Miami for 4 days, we literally were just like, let's go away. Let's go lay by a pool. Let's go out for some nice dinners, spend some like really good quality time together in warm weather. That is a vacation, even though it was like 3-4 days.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? I give a totally different definition than you.
I do agree with you, but I know. I guess you were like,
exactly, but it has to be out of America.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So how would I consider a vacation for us moving forward is 7 days plus out of the country.
Okay. Good to know. Well, to answer this person's question.
We may not even do those every year. You know, that might be a once in every 3 year thing.
Yeah. We usually, so far we've done one vacation by your definition a year. We did Spain our first year together. Yep. Then we did our honeymoon last year to Italy.
Yep.
And then this year our hope is that we're going to go
to Asia.
To Asia, specifically Japan. And maybe a few other stops.
See, but I've been to Japan, so I don't know if that'll be a vacation for me.
Okay. But you're the one that wanted to go there.
No, I still do. Okay.
I do too. And I hope we make it work. We're thinking September. And I think it's a good year for us to do it. And I'm excited about the potential because I've never been.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
How is it being married, living together, and working together for the podcast? Do you get sick of each other? I feel like this is a good question because we literally do everything together and I'm not loving the look on your face right now. So wipe that shit off.
Do you ever get sick of me?
I actually don't know.
Wow.
I don't get sick of you, which is something I realized early on in our relationship. And I was like, this is a huge green flag for us and our future together. Because I think that you can be very in love with someone and have an amazing relationship, but it doesn't mean you can spend all your time with them, which is okay. Like, I think there's a lot of people in long successful marriages that are like, I need my space and I need my alone time. And I just feel like you and I aren't really like that. But yeah. Do you agree with me? I'm feeling super vulnerable right now.
No, I do. I do. I agree with you. And I think, but like, we do everything together, mm-hmm. but we also do things separately.
Yeah.
And it's never like a thing. Like you went to dinner last night. I went and did my thing.
Yeah.
I go to the gym usually by myself.
Or so, like you have things that you do with your friends.
Yeah.
Where it'll like, be like, yeah, go do your thing. I'll take a
Vegas trip with my friends.
But
yeah, no, I don't ever get sick of you. There's never a time where I'm like, oh, I need a guy's night. Well, actually, a guy's night out's different because it's just something that's just, it's not that I'm sick of you. It's just like, I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
So that, but I'm never.
Like there'll be times where I'm like, it's not that I want to get away from you, but like a night out for dinner with you is not the same and not giving me the same thing as like a night out with my girlfriend.
For sure.
And I think that it's important that we still have balance in our lives.
Yeah.
And like, invest in our outside relationships. And I think that's why we don't get sick of each other.
Yeah. I also feel like if we answered this where we do get sick of each other, this whole podcast would go way differently.
I don't think so. Because I do think there's people that would say like, yes. Like, yeah. You know, like we're kind
yeah,
of
I guess that's
like,
true.
That's why a lot of relationships ended during COVID.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm together with this person 24/7 now. And I'm realizing like, I don't want to be. Which is also very normal. I think it's normal to get sick of your partner, especially with the way we live, where it's like we live together, we both work from home, we both work on this podcast. Like, it would not be weird if we were like, yeah, sometimes we get a little sick of each other.
I agree.
But we're very fortunate that we don't. And I think that's why we can like work together and live the way we do.
For sure.
For sure.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. To what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Serena, name one thing that Joe does that annoys you.
Okay, let me think about this one.
She can't even think of anything.
Well, it used to be that you would put your dishes in the sink and not the dishwasher, but you actually have worked on that a lot. You don't really do it as much anymore.
I know.
Well, the thing that also used to annoy me that doesn't really, because you don't do it as much anymore, is if you would go to bed without telling me that you were going to bed.
Which I did last night.
No, you texted me and said that you were going to bed.
I hate it.
I really hate it. Like, I hate it in a way that, like, it's comical. It's not, like, a real problem in our relationship. But, like, genuinely, like, if we're both sitting there reading our books together and Joe, like, shuts his book, puts it on his bedside table, turns off his light, and lays down to go to sleep, that's an absolute no. That is so – makes me so mad. My blood is boiling just thinking about that.
That is so crazy.
I will wake him up and be like, what do you think you're doing? I don't care if you go to bed first, but you have to say, hey, I'm going to sleep. Good night. And sometimes I'm be like, I want to go to sleep too. So why don't we just go to sleep, initiate sleep mode together versus me look over and see your back while you're – snoring.
It's so hard too, because I hate it so much. I feel crazy
saying it, like, it's such, but there's really not much that bothers me, but that one really does.
And I do, there's a part of me that is a ball buster, and I do kind of enjoy.
No, you do it on purpose.
I do enjoy busting Serena's balls, but if I do it at night, I know she gets all worked up, and then that's gonna screw up the sleep. So
yeah, because then you start laughing and then we're awake. But no, but last night I went out to dinner with Abigail and Chelsea, and you texted me and said, hey, I'm going to bed, which I really appreciated. But I said, okay, I'm on my way home, meaning I was going to be home in 10 minutes. So I thought that you might wait up for me. Came home, lights are out, Joe's horizontal, asleep in bed.
That's crazy, though. That's crazy because you were out late.
No, I was okay with it. I was like, this is understandable. I mean, I got home at like midnight, but I did wake you up.
That's
crazy. Yeah, you did. Hey, I want to chat.
Yeah, you woke me up. I mean,
well, I hadn't seen you all night. I wanted to chitty chat about our evenings and see how yours was and tell you about mine.
Do you think if you two had met when you were in high school that you would have ended up together?
Yeah. Maybe no. I don't know. It's hard to know.
I don't know. That's like, hard.
I've been basically the same person my whole life. I'm the same. If you met me in high school, I'd be the same as I am now. But you, I think, have changed a lot.
Yeah.
Over the course of your life.
Definitely.
Like, even if I met you at 25 and we were both 25, I don't know.
I was different at 30.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know.
That's I don't know either. One. I mean, like, I think we always would have like clicked and had chemistry, but I don't know if we would have worked out. I think for our relationship to work out, we kind of had to meet in the stages of life that we were at when we met one another.
Yeah. Would you guys ever renew your vows? No.
Saying my vows, one of the most anxiety provoking experiences of my life. And I'm surprised I got through it the first time.
Yeah. That's a quick no for me.
But maybe, you know what? Maybe in like 20 years we could do something like private and intimate and special just like for us. Like I wouldn't necessarily want to like do it in front of a whole bunch of people, but there's other ways we could go about it. Yeah. I think it's nice to like do romantic things throughout your marriage, throughout the years.
If you had never gone on The Bachelor.
Joe's like, no fucking comment.
If you had never gone on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, where do you think you'd be now, each of us?
Ooh, you go first.
I think I would probably be in Chicago, probably in the grocery produce business doing something of the sort. Miserable.
Oh my God, it's horrible. Thank God you went on the show.
I know.
I was working in PR when I went on the show, but I really wanted to get into events. I was doing PR, A, because I liked it, B, because it was COVID times and there was no events to work for. So I would probably have found my way into a career in events, living in Toronto, working a 9-to-5, doing like what all my friends are doing. You know, it's pretty easy to see what my life would have looked like because I was young when I went on the show and all my friends were kind of on a similar trajectory as I was at the time. And they've all kind of ended up in a place where I think I probably would have ended up if I hadn't got on the show.
If you were to get a pet, what would it be?
It would be a little doggy because we have a small apartment and we travel so much, we would need a dog that we could bring around with us and a dog that doesn't shed because I don't think I could emotionally handle a dog that sheds. Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like if you see Natasha's dog, that would be what we would get.
Yeah. Do you want children someday?
Yes, I believe we do.
What do you mean you believe we do?
Yeah, we want children. We're living our best dink life right now. Dual income, no kids. But
cheaper by the dozen.
Cheaper? No.
Yeah.
No. All I think about when I see cheaper by the dozen is how expensive it would be to have 12 kids.
And last one, if you won the lottery tomorrow, what's the first thing you would buy?
I would buy a lawyer who specializes in wealth management.
Wow.
And I would have them on salary. Well, it depends on how much you win, you know? How much is it? You know, are we talking
30 million? Yeah.
Yeah, I would get a lawyer on staff immediately.
Interesting.
What would you do?
I would buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's what I would expect. But if we're talking about like an actual physical material purchase, probably property.
My answer stays the same. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin?
Yep.
You wouldn't want to get like a place in Chicago, a place in Toronto, a place in New York, a place in Florida?
Yeah, I would do that. But just the first thing.
Yeah.
Not the last thing.
We wouldn't see a dollar of that money. It'd all be in Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, honestly, that's it for the episode of Bachelor Happy Hour. Thank you guys so much for sending in your questions. This has been a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did.
And we will be back with some interviews that are not about us, that are about some of your Bachelor Nation favorites coming up in the next few weeks as we anticipate Jen's season of The Bachelorette. So be sure to subscribe and stay tuned.
Thanks again.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.